Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. Oh, Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending, success, stay, success, stay.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله There are many blessings in reciting through the Park upon the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said that whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire, and he will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Malicham, please make a habit of reciting Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Whenever we have such a gathering, we try and give you a blessing of reciting Durud-e Pak with the intention Well, not only to please Allah Azza wa Jal, but also to make our viewers become habitual in reciting Durud-e Pak so that they can also take the blessings from it as well. It is narrated that Sayyidina Amir bin Dinar, Ramatullahi Ta'ala, has said that a sister of a person died in Madinatul Munawwara. So she was buried after her funeral rites. When his brother reached home, he recalled that he had forgotten the bag of dirhams in the grave. He went to the grave with the person. He removed the earth of the grave and found the bag. He then said to the one who was with him, can you go a little way away so that I can see the condition of my sister? He removed a brick and saw that the fire was blazing in the grave. He closed the grave and went to his mother and asked about his sister. The mother replied, your sister used to offer salah after the stipulated time. And I think she also offered salah without wuzu sometimes as well. Further, she used to spy on the secrets of the neighbors outside their doors when they were resting. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madhya Channel, from this we can see this parable that it's been understood that it's such a grave sin to become lazy in offering our salah, which may bring about the torment of the grave. We should also offer all of our salahs with enthusiasm in the masjid with Jamaat and should not become lazy in offering salah because it is a sign of the hypocrites. When hypocrites, viewers of Madhya Channel, when they used to stand up for salah before the believers, they used to stand up uninterestingly, they used to be lazy in the salah, and they had no faith in the worship. They only did it to show off to people. And viewers of Madhya Channel, how do we read our namaz today? When we read our namaz in Jamaat, when we're there at the Jummah, you know, that's where the majority of the people unfortunately come. They do not come for the other namazes. You know, maybe their minds are elsewhere. Sometimes people even see people that are checking the messages on their phone. They're looking at other things and just letting people know that they are reading the namaz. But they're not really in the namaz. Their mind is elsewhere. In fact, you know, physically, spiritually, they're elsewhere. And so they're not concentrating on the namaz. And we're told that those people who are not concentrating on the namaz, they used to stand up uninterestingly and lazily because they had no faith in their heart. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and when they stand up for prayer, they do it unwillingly. Surah Nisa, part 5, ayat 142. With regards to this ayat of the Quran, viewers of Madhya Channel, is narrated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, that not offering salah are only offering salah in the presence of people, whereas not offering salah in privacy, or offering salah with humility of the heart and body in the presence of people, and hastily in privacy, or getting to different thoughts during salah, not making any efforts to offer salah with full concentration, are all signs of laziness. Here's a Madhya Channel, how many of us, you know, when we're at the masjid and we offer our namaz in one way and we're very there and we spend a long time, and yet when we're at home, we try and offer our salah as quickly as possible, right? Because nobody's watching us now, so we can do what we want. Here's a Madhya Channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching us all the time. And so we need to look at our salah, how we offer our salah, and what is our intention when we're offering our salah. Is our salah, are we offering our salah purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Are we offering salah so that the people to the left and right, the people that are in the masjid today, they think, oh mashallah, what a biased person he is. And nowadays, unfortunately, forget not only how we're offering our salah, the intention in offering our salah, we've gone one step further. We've gone to the extent now that forget offering the salah with the incorrect intentions. we're not even offering our salah at all. We're missing our salah. On purpose, we're missing our salah. And there are some people that if they miss one or two salah, they end up missing continuous salah. And if somebody was to come to them and do infradi koshish on them and try to persuade them to read the salah, they will openly say, they'll say, oh, yeah, okay, you know what I'll do? I'll start reading my namaz from next Friday. Oh, you know what? Ramzan's coming, so I'll start reading my namaz from Ramadan. Two things, viewers of Mother Channel. How do you know that you're going to live that long? And the other thing is that you are openly admitting that one, that you have not been reading your namaz, and two, that you're going to continue to commit the sin of missing your namaz. You're going to miss your namaz till Friday. You're going to miss your namaz till Ramadan. And you're continuously, openly admitting that you are committing these sins. Allah says in the Surah Maryam, ayat number 59, and after them came the unworthy successors who squandered prayer and pursued their own desires. So they will soon enter the forest of Ghair in the hellfire. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of my channel, Ghair has been mentioned in the above blessed ayat, and it means a valley in hell. And Sadr al-Sharif Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah has stated that this valley in the hell, which is the deepest and it's the most heated one, and it is a well-named hubbub. When the fire of this hell is about to extinguish, Allah Azza wa Jal opens his well, due to which the fire of hell blazes as previously. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Surah Bani Israel, ayat number 96, whenever it is about to extinguish, we will inflame it more for them. This well, viewers of Mother Channel, is for those who do not offer the salah. This well is for the adulterers. This well is for the drinkers. This well is for those people who take interest. This well is for those people who are disobedient and cause trouble to the parents. So viewers of Mother Channel, we can see that there is a valley in the hellfire named where, which is the deepest and it's the most heated one. And when the fire of hell is about to extinguish the fire, the valley is open, due to which the fire of hell begins to blaze again. And just ponder, viewers of Mother Channel, when a person who does not offer salah, when he misses his salah intentionally, and he will be put into this dangerous valley, what would happen to him? Viewers of Mother Channel, remember this, that hell is a manifestation of Allah's anger and wrath. The way his mercy and blessings have no end and beyond any human intellect and comprehension. Similarly, there is no end to the anger and wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every painful thing, every disease or trouble or grief that you can be imagined, that you can even think of, every pain that you can think of, imagine having your nails pulled out, imagine having someone smashing your bones, imagine having someone, a heavy car running over you, anything that you could think of, imagine having your skin being peeled for you, imagine being burned, anything that you can think of. All of these, whatever imaginable worldly sufferings and tortures you can think of, viewers of Money Channel, these are all light. These are all nothing as compared to the pains and torments of the hellfire. In short, viewers of Money Channel, if only one person suffered from all of the diseases and all the calamities in the world, if you were to suffer all of the diseases and all of the calamities in the world that take place, then even then his suffering cannot become equal to the lightest torment of the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. With regards to this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the person who will be given the lightest torment of the hellfire will be made to wear shoes of fire, due to which his brain will boil as a copper pot boils. He will feel that he's been tormented, and the most though he's been made to suffer the lightest punishment. He's having the lightest punishment, and yet he will suffer from this so much. Viewers of Mother Channel, we need to fear the torment of the hellfire. We need to have mercy on our weak bodies. We need to get rid of our laziness while protecting ourselves from sins and start to offer our salah. And it's extremely sad that we miss our salah due to being occupied with useless talks and activities and do not realize that we are constantly disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is bestowing blessings upon us day and night without even asking, but we do not offer our salah 5 times a day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Remember, viewers of Mother Channel, the 5 times salah are obligatory upon you, every adult and sane Muslim man and woman. I know we've said it so many times, and every time you'll hear the imam on the Jummah, he will tell you about namaz. Whenever you go to a gathering, the muballigh will tell you namaz. Every Muslim knows that it is further upon us to read our namaz. But still we miss our namaz. Not only do we miss our namaz, the times have gone so bad, viewers of Mother Channel, that there was a time that if a person was unfortunate that he committed a sin, he didn't let people know about it. He didn't let people know. Now we openly let people know. We openly let people know that we've missed our salah. We said, oh yeah, you know what? The last time I read my namaz was about 6 months ago. Yeah, I've not read my namaz for 6 months. I've not read my namaz for 9 months. Yeah, in Ramadan I read my namaz, but since then I've not been able to read it. You openly, and not only that, they kind of proudly tell people, yeah, well, I've not read my namaz for 9 months yet. Yeah, no, when Ramadan comes, I'll sort myself out. Openly admitting that you are a transgressor, openly admitting that you're committing such a sin. And not only are you openly admitting, you're proud of it as well. Astaghfirullah, is that how far we've gone, how low we've gone? Ala Hazrat, Imam al-Sunnat, Mawlana Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, said that the one who deliberately misses a single salah deserves to be in the hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qaza. Repents and does his qaza. Not only repents, viewers of Madhi Channel, but you need to do the qaza as well. And people don't understand that. They think to themselves, okay, I've missed my namaz. Okay, I've missed my namaz. What I'll do is, I'll seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sometime, you know, some fear comes over them, some thought comes over them, that I've been wrong, I've committed a sin. And so what they do is they repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And some of those fortunate people who sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But viewers of Madhi Channel, remember this, that even if you sincerely repent, and even if you repent in the state where you're in shedding tears and tears are rolling down your face, and you're repenting and you are sincerely repenting, you still have to make up the namaz that you have missed. You cannot just say, oh, Ya Allah, forgive me for been 20 years of missing my namaz. Ya Allah, forgive me for missing my namaz yesterday. Ya Allah, forgive me for missing Fajr this morning. You still have to make up for that namaz that you have missed. And just to give you an example of viewers of money, a worldly example, that if I was to borrow any money from somebody, yeah, and they say to me, look, I'll give it you back on Saturday morning, and they don't give it back on Saturday morning, and they say, I'm really, really sorry, brother, I've not given you the money back. Okay, Tiga, you still have to give me the money back then. You're not giving it back on Saturday morning, but you have to give me on Saturday afternoon, or you have to give me back on Sunday morning. You still have to repay that. It becomes a qaza, it becomes like effectively like a debt on you, that you have to repay this, you have to make up that. In the same way, you have to make up for any fast that you missed during the month of Ramadan. You have to make up for any zakat that you've missed. If Hajj became farz upon you once in your life, then it is farz upon you for the rest of your life. And you have to make up for that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, viewers of Madhi Channel. It has been narrated that a person was going somewhere in the jungle. Listen to this, viewers of Madhi Channel. Shaitan decided to accompany this person. And he did not offer a single salah throughout the whole day. And the night fell. Shaitan got up and started escaping from him, started to leave him. Surprised, the person asked him, why are you escaping? Why are you trying to leave? And Shaitan replied, I only refused to perform sajda before Sayyidina Adam Islam once throughout my life. And I was accursed. And today you have missed all 5 salahs. I'm feeling scared, lest the wrath befall you. And I also become his victim. How many namaz have we missed? How many namaz have we missed? Do we even know how many we've missed? You know how many payments you've got left to make on the car that you bought? You know how many payments that you've got left to make that the money that you owe people, the money that you owe for that house, the money that you owe for that car? But do you know how many namaz that you've missed? Do you know how many fasts that you missed? Or do you even care about it? You don't even worry about it? Viewers of Mother Channel, if you missed any namaz, then sit down and calculate them and make an intention to make up for the missed salah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Darda, radiallahu ta'ala, has narrated that my Khalil sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam advised me, do not make anyone the partner of Allah azza wa jalla, even though you have been cut into pieces or burnt. Do not deliberately miss salah, because the one who deliberately misses his salah, protection is lifted from him. And do not drink wine at all, because it is the root of all evil. In this hadith we are told that the one who deliberately misses his salah, protection is lifted from him. Astaghfirullah. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who misses salah will meet Allah azza wa jal in the state that he will have his wrath upon him. Astaghfirullah. The one who misses salah decreases his family and his wealth. In another hadith, the one who deliberately misses his salah is undoubtedly out of the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. Viewers of Madhi Channel, today everybody says that we are facing problems. We've got problems with our family, we've got problems with our wealth, there's no blessing in our time, there's no blessing in our money. Maybe viewers of Madhi Channel, it's because we are missing our salah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who misses his salah decreases his family and decreases his wealth. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Ramatullahi Ta'ala said that the person who does not offer salah is not protected by Allah Azza wa Jalla. By virtue of salah, a person is protected from the disasters in the world, loss of faith at the time of death, being unsuccessful in the test of the grave, and the calamities on the day of judgment. Views of Mother Channel. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Nimi Ramtullah Ta'ala is saying to us there that a person is protected from the disasters in this world, and he's protected from that risk that more unfortunately a lot of us don't even realize that it is a risk. And what is the risk, views of Mother Channel? The risk that you will lose your iman at the time of your death. Lose your iman, that one thing that is so precious to you, that one thing that will enter you into paradise, that one thing that if you lose it no matter what, if you do not have your iman, if you do not have your faith, then there is no chance of entering you into paradise. And you know what? We are told here that you will run the risk of losing your iman, losing your faith at that crucial time, viewers of Mother Channel, where shaitan will do everything. It's his last opportunity. It's his last opportunity to take his iman away from me. When he has the last opportunity to do something, he will do everything. And at that time, we are told that people will come in the form of your parents, come in the form of your loved ones, and try to convince you to leave the faith of Islam. And at that time, it is your salah that will protect you. It's that time that your good deeds will protect you. But if you missed your salah, if you've never bothered reading your salah, then you do not have that protection when the angel of death comes and visits you. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Mother Channel, being negligent in offering salah brings about the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Being negligent in salah makes a person deserving of the hellfire and a decrease in the family and wealth. Commanding us to offer salah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Surah Baqarah, Ayah 238, guard all your prayers, and particularly the middle prayer, and stand with reverence before Allah Azza wa Jalla. The importance of salah can be judged by the fact that the beloved of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, had also made dua for himself and his offspring, especially about offering salah, which has been mentioned in Ayat 40 of Surah Ibrahim, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O my Lord, keep me as the one who establishes prayer and suffer my descendants. O Lord, and accept my prayer. On the Day of Judgment, viewers of Mother Channel, the first question that will be asked is about our salah. It is stated in a blessed hadith that on the Day of Judgment, first of all, a person will be asked a question about his salah. Allahu Akbar. And we are also told that undoubtedly salah is a sign of iman and an important act of worship. A person came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked a question about the best deed, and he asked the question three times. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied three times that salah is the best deed. Viewers of Mother Channel, despite knowing the importance of salah, if someone does not offer salah, he's such a very unwise person. And obviously, it makes him deserving of the hellfire, though offering salah is a source of worldly and hereafter privileges. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, Surah Nisa, Ayat 162, and those who establish prayer, give charity, believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla and the last day, to them, we shall soon give them a great reward. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Anfal, Ayat 3 and 4, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, those who keep the prayer established and spend some in our path from which we have provided from, these are true Muslims. For them are ranks with their Lord and forgiveness and the honorable sustenance. In Surah Ma'idah, Ayat number 12, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and Allah said, indeed I am with you. Surely if you keep your prayer established and pay your zakat and believe in my messengers and respect them, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla a good loan, I will surely wipe out your sins. I will surely admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Fortunate are those people, viewers of Mother Channel, that offer their salah. Fortunate are those people that offer their salah on time five times a day. Fortunate are those people, viewers of Mother Channel, that offer their salah with Jamaat five times a day. And viewers of Mother Channel, please, I humbly request each and every one of you to make an intention that never ever to miss your salah again, no matter what happens, no matter how busy you are. Because these waswasas of shaitan come, viewers of Mother Channel, that try and convince you. And I remember once we went to see a solicitor. He was a big solicitor in the city near here. We went to see him and we were doing infradi koshish on him. We were trying to invite him to come to the ishtima. We were trying to invite him to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he said to us that, you know, brother, it's funny that when I get a client ringing me and I see the call, I think to myself, you know what, okay, I'll answer the call. I've got 10 minutes to deal with this. And after 10 minutes, I've got to do this. So I'll answer this call quickly now. And I pick up the phone and I start speaking to him. And sometimes 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 45 minutes, 50 minutes can go on that call. And it doesn't bother me. I put the call down and then I start that task that I planned to do after 10 minutes of taking that call. But because I took that call, that task that I had done has now been delayed by 40 minutes. I'm not bothered. When it comes for time for namaz, and I think to myself, you know what? I'm too busy. I need to do this. I haven't got 10 minutes to read my namaz. I need to do this right now. And if I don't do this right now, I'm going to have this problem. I'm going to have that problem. The deeds aren't going to be done. The paperwork's not going to get done. It's not going to get completed by today. And all of these shaitanic whispers come into my mind. But when a phone call comes, and I'm on that phone call for 40 minutes, 50 minutes, it doesn't bother me. But when the call for namaz comes, when I'm told that the time for namaz is upon us, then all of a sudden the shaitanic whispers come up to me that I know where I'm too busy. I haven't got the time to do this. Viewers of Mother Channel, they're all shaitanic whispers. They're all shaitanic whispers. We need to push away these shaitanic whispers and realize that salah is important. Salah is obligatory upon us. And successful is he who reads his namaz 5 times a day. Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal has made 5 salahs obligatory. The one who performs wuzu for them properly and offers them at the fixed times and performs the ruku and sujood with the presence of the heart. So it is at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that he will forgive him and the one who does not perform them. So Allah Azza wa Jal has no reward for him. And he may forgive him or he may torment him. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, viewers of the channel, that if any of you had a stream in his courtyard and he takes a bath 5 times a day, will there be any dirt left on him? The companions humbly required, no. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if a person has a bath 5 times a day, there will be no dirt left on him. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salah washes away the sins as water washes away the dirt. You know, nowadays, you as a Mother Channel, that in the current situation, you know, people are carrying around sanitizers and they're sanitizing their hands every 20 minutes and cleaning themselves and washing themselves and purifying themselves and, you know, making sure that they are clean. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in the same way that water cleans the dirt that is on your body, Salah cleans the sins that we have done. Allahu Akbar. So that person, that fortunate person is he who offers his Salah 5 times a day. Sayyidina Haris radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala was sitting with us when the muazzin came. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala got some water and performed wuzu. He then said, I've seen the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam performing wuzu in the same way. And I've heard the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam saying that the person who performs wuzu the way I have performed this wuzu and then offers Zuhur Salah, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his sins. That is the sins which were committed between the Fajr and the Zuhur Salah. And when he offers the Asr, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his sins committed between Zuhr and Asr. And the Asr, when he offers Maghrib, Salah, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the sins between Asr and Maghrib. And when he offers Isha, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the sins committed between Maghrib and Isha. And then he may spend the whole night lying. And when he performs wuzu, after getting up and performing the Fajr, so his sins committed between the Isha and the Fajr Salah are forgiven. These are the virtuous deeds which keep evils away. So viewers of Mother Channel, yes, we make mistakes. Human beings are such that we make mistakes, we commit sins. But if we want to get them sins purified, then read your namaz 5 times a day. You will not constantly, you know, people go to work and get dirty. They'll not come home and say, oh, forget it, I'll wash my hands tomorrow. And then the next day, oh, I'll wash them the next day. Oh, I'll wash them the next day. Forget it, I'll wash it next week. I'll wash it. And they'll leave it and leave it and leave it. That would not happen. They're worried about the dirt that is attracted to their body. They're worried about all the dirt that comes onto their body and they make sure that they wash their hands. They make sure that they purify their bodies. But by purifying your soul, removing them sins, you're not bothered about them. You're bothered about a little bit speck of dirt that's got under your nail and you'll be there getting it all out. But you're not bothered about the sins that you have committed, that have been attacked on you, that are sticking to you. And the way to remove them, viewers of the channel, is to perform the 5 times salah. The fortunate people are those who offer the 5 times salah. But by virtue of his blessings, Allah Azza wa Jal bestows a cure upon them from diseases. Nowadays, viewers of Mother Channel, we see that such new diseases are affecting people the names of which have never been heard before. The diseases that we're having now, we've never heard of these diseases before. And people spend hundreds or thousands of pounds on trying to find a cure for about this. But acting upon the sayings of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul, if we offer the Salah regularly, we can attain salvation from these diseases. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, and listen to this, viewers of Manishaw, in the current climate or whatever climate you're in, whatever situation you were, wherever you are around the world and whatever is happening to you, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, undoubtedly, Salah has a cure. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But unfortunately nowadays, everyone, rather than reading the namaz 5 times a day, we're trying to earn as much money as possible. We spend our whole day earning money. And everyone is complaining that I'm not making enough money, I'm not making enough money, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing this. And so they don't find time to offer salah. Viewers of Money Channel, you know what is destined for you in the money that you're going to earn, that is destined for you. But if you read your namaz, then inshallah there will come blessings in that. I remember once I was in a masjid and the namaz, the jamaat took place. And after the namaz, the imam sahib said that, who do you think is the most pious person amongst us? It was a rhetorical question. That who is the most pious person amongst us? And people said, Imam sahib, how do we know this? And he said, we don't know this. We don't know this. Maybe that person who ran from his work, came here, quickly read the Jamaat, quickly read his sunnats, and disappeared at the masjid, ran back to his place of work, he could be the most pious person amongst us. We do not know who is the most pious person amongst us. But one thing is for sure, viewers of the channel, that we need to read our namaz. We need to make sure that we read our namaz 5 times a day. That 5 times a day namaz needs to be the foundation upon which everything you do in your life. Your whole life should revolve around this. You know, people make routines in their life. You know, people that are into getting fit, they want to go to the gyms and they get fitness. Then what they do is they look at the work pattern and they'll arrange the gym around that. They'll make sure that they get to go to the gym at that times. And some people, what they do is they won't even take certain jobs because it'll affect the hobbies that they have. Some people play football or play cricket or play some sport and they say, you know what? No, I'm not going to take that job. I won't be able to play cricket. I'm not going to take that job. I won't be able to play cricket. I won't be able to go to the gym if I take that job. But do we ever think to ourselves, you know, if I take that job, I won't be able to read my namaz. If I'm at that place, how am I going to read my namaz? That job's no good for me. I need to find a job in which Allah Azza wa Jalla will allow me to read my namaz 5 times a day. That's the kind of job I want. And maybe people think, well, a job like that doesn't exist. They do exist. The problem is that we don't even try to look for them because we have this pre-intention in our heart that it is impossible. And as a result of that, we don't even try. We don't even try to read our namaz 5 times a day. We make these excuses, oh, I can't. It doesn't happen. It's not possible. Viewers of Money Channel, you can find a way to read your namaz 5 times a day. Reading our namaz, viewers of Money Channel, it is such a beautiful act of worship. And it carries numerous virtues and blessings. We are told that Salah is the pillar of our deen. Salah protects people from diseases. Salah is the source of blessings in sustenance. Salah averts the torment of the hellfire. Salah is the light in the pitched dark grave. Wherever in the glorious Quran and Hadith, performing Salah is mentioned, it implies that Salah should be performed with all the fard, obligatory and wajib acts. For men, one of the wajib acts is to perform Salah with Jabat. And the abundance of rewards and glad tidings have been mentioned in the blessed hadiths. Salah, viewers of Manishal, with your jamaat is 27 times greater than a salah offered alone. If you read your namaz at home and you read it in the masjid, 27 times more sawab. You know, we said this many times, viewers of Manishal, that if you're given an opportunity to earn a certain amount of money in one place and your boss says to you, okay, you work at home, I'll pay you this amount. I'll pay you £10 an hour. Yeah, you work at home, I'll pay you £10 an hour. But come to my place and I'll pay you £270 an hour. How many of you say, no, you know what, I'm okay. I'll stay at home. I'll just earn that £10. That's fine. None of us would do it, viewers on the channel. We'd ask our boss, where is it? Where do I need to go? Where do I need to go? And if your boss says to you, look, it's 1 mile away, it's 2 miles away, it's 5 miles. No problem, boss. I'll be there. 5 miles away, 10 miles. No problem. But when we're told that it's 27 times more sawab in the masjid, and we think, oh, masjid's all the way down there. It's raining. I can't go to the masjid now. It's too cold. I'm feeling a bit cold now. I won't bother going. But when it comes to earning 27 times more money, we'll wrap up, we'll get the heaters on in the car, we'll make sure everything, no issue. No issue whatsoever when it comes to making money. But when it comes to earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, when it comes to earning a reward, then all of a sudden we make all the excuses. Whoever performs wuzu properly, walks for the obligatory salah and offers salah led by the imam, his sins will be forgiven. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a bondsman offers salah with jamaat, begs for his need from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like that his bondsman returns before his needs are fulfilled. Viewers of Madhya Channel, we need to make a habit of reading our namaz with jamaat. You know, we have this, when we see people that have got a car, yeah, or a nice car or a nice house, we have this greed inside us that we want to achieve that. You know, we have this greed for wealth, we have this greed for cars, we have this greed for a nice house, we have this greed for all of these things. If only we had this greed inside us to perform good deeds. You know, this is a, you know, we talk about, people say that greed is a bad thing. Greed is a bad thing, but a greed for good deeds is a good thing. A greed to have a long life so you can perform good deeds is a good thing. But how many of us have this greed inside us that I want to perform this? And how many of us look forward to those opportune days, those opportune nights which Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which we are told that on these days the rewards are greater. On the day of Friday the rewards are greater. During the month of Ramadan the rewards are greater. The last 10 days of the month of Ramadan are greater. Shab-e-Baraj, Shab-e-Miraj, Laylatul Qadr, all these blessed days and nights that the Ummah of the Rasul has been blessed upon. Do we look forward to them nights? Do we try and take the opportunity from them nights? Do we try to take the blessings from them nights? We're so fortunate, viewers of Madhya Channel. But again, if them nights or them days were transferred into monetary terms, that you were aware that on such a day you can make 27 times more money, on such a day you can make 100 times more money, on such a day all your debts will be forgiven, on such a day you will get this check, you put it in your diary. You'd plan your holidays around it. You'd do everything around it. You'd make sure that you're available on the day. And if someone was to say to you, look, we've got a wedding on that day, we've got a party on that day, we're going here on that, you're going to say, no, sorry, I can't. Because on that day, that night is the night in which I can make so much money. I'm sorry, I'm not available. But when it comes to making so much reward, getting the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then our diaries are blank. We don't put anything in our diaries. We don't try and plan for them nights. Allahu Akbar. At the age of 52 viewers of Madhya Channel, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ramatullah Ali embarked on the Hajj for the second time. And after performing the Hajj rites, he fell ill for more than 2 months. And when he had recovered somewhat, he got himself ready to travel to Medina to the Blessed Rosa Rasul. And he left by boat. From there, he reached Rabigh. And after 3 days crossing through Jeddah and from Rig through a camel, he reached Bair al-Shikr near Medina. But a very little time was left for Fajr Salah. And on the other hand, the camel riders wanted to stop their camels at the destination. They wanted to get to Medina. But there was a strong possibility that if they continued in this journey, that the Fajr Salat would be missed. Observing this situation, viewers of Madhya Channel, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, along with his fellows, stayed there and the caravan left. He had a bucket made from special jute, but there was no rope through which water can be drawn from the deep well. Therefore, he tied Imam Ash-Sharif together to get water and he made ablution and he performed his Fajr Salat in time. Thereafter, the serious weakness after a long illness was a major concern for Ala Hazrat, and it was rather impossible for him to walk miles. Shortly after, a stranger, Jamal, was there with his camel, and he expressed thankfulness to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he rode on this camel. Viewers of Madhya Channel, such devotion of Ala Hazrat towards his salah, that no matter what, his timings, his schedule, his routine was all around those people who read the namaz, and he was concerned about this. When we are making a journey, do we even think to ourselves, you know what, I need to stop soon, otherwise I'm going to miss my Maghrib, I'm going to miss my Zuhr, I'm going to miss this namaz, I need to stop, I need to find a way to stop, I need to stop at a service station, I need to get some water, I need to do something, I need to find a way to read my namaz, are we ever concerned about it? We're travelling now, aren't we? It's okay, I'll read my Qaza namaz, I'll miss it, and I'll read it later. Allahu Akbar, if only we become habitual in reading our namaz, viewers of Madhya Channel. There is a parable I want to share with you, viewers of Madhya Channel, how namaz can change a person, how namaz can make you stay away from sins, and how namaz can make you a better person. It's narrated that once a man, he fell in love with a certain woman, and he was restless, he was passionately in love with her, and he was badly afflicted by the pains of separation. After finding some courage, he wrote a letter expressing his love and longing to meet this woman. Now this woman, she belonged to a very noble family, and she was also a married woman as well. And she was also of the word of the rights of her husband, that in case of disobedience to her husband, nothing would be left except the destruction of the world and the hereafter. Therefore, after thinking something, she handed over the letter to her husband. And her husband, he was a very pious person as well. But he was also a very wise person. So when he got this letter, that there was a certain individual that loved his wife, what did he do? He didn't get angry. He didn't get angry at his wife. He didn't go out and find that person and get angry at him. He was a very clever person. He wrote a letter. And this letter was written, he wrote it with the intention that it was written from his wife to this individual. And in this letter, he wrote that offer the salah 5 times in congregation for 40 days behind your imam, and then I will make a decision whether I'm going to meet you or not. So this person who was passionately in love with this woman received this letter, and he thought to himself, you know what? Here it is. All I've got to do is read my namaz 5 times a day behind the imam sahab for 40 days, and then I'll meet my lover. Time passed. He started reading his namaz. And as the time passed, then so did his heart pass. Because why? Because he was reading his namaz 5 times a day with jamaat. Allahu Akbar. And when 40 days were over, he sent this message that with the blessings of salah, the scale from my eyes, Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, I used to dream about committing forbidden acts. But now it is a great favor of Allah Azza wa Jal that I'm free from the shackles of your love. And now it is an overwhelming love of Allah Azza wa Jal in my heart, bestowing me divine favors. I've repented of your love and the evil intention, and I beg your pardon. When the pious woman informed her husband about it, the person also was so happy about the reforming of the spoiled brother. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he suddenly mentioned this ayat of the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed, the prayer stops a person from indecency. Views of the channel. Today we have talked about the importance of salah, how we should make sure that we read our salah punctually, how we make sure that we don't miss our salah, and the benefits of reading salah as well. There is a beautiful book that's been written by Emil Usman, The Laws of Salah. You can download this book from our website, www.dawatislami.net. This is available free to download. Read that book. And not only that, the other thing that we do, and we've not had time to discuss today, viewers of Malaysia, is the mistakes that we make in our salah. And if you read that book, then inshallah, azza wa jal, you'll see some of the common mistakes that we make if, when this current situation improves viewers of the channel, you get the opportunity to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then please travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of the Madri Kaflas. When you're traveling these Madri Kaflas, inshallah Azza wa Jal, during this time, you'll get the brothers there will sit down with you, check your namaz, check your wudu, check your ghusl, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever mistakes that you made, they will rectify them, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you can read your namaz without any mistakes. So viewers of Madinah Channel, today we've been talking about the blessings of Salah. And just to sum up, viewers of Madinah Channel, the importance of Salah is that urging people repeatedly to establish Salah is mentioned in the glorious Quran and the Hadith in so many places. Salah carries enormous worldly and hereafter benefits. It is a cure for disease lies in this Salah. Salah prevents one from evil acts. Salah wipes out our sins. And Salah brings blessings in our sustenance. Viewers of Malaysia, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that me, you and everybody become habitual in reading our namaz 5 times a day. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that none of us miss our salah in the future. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that we all make a firm intention in our viewers of Malaysia channel never ever to miss our salah and make up for the missed salah that we have done. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal if I made any mistakes, then may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah give me the tawfiq and the ability to think about what I have said and to pass this message on to others as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubalik for you is my prayer. Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say